Speaking at a news conference in Luxembourg, IAEA Chief Mohammed El-Baradei said he agrees with U.S. intelligence assessments that if Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons, it is 3 to 8 years away from being able to do so. He said there's no doubt that Iran is increasing its capacity, but he also urged an easing of the rhetoric and the start of comprehensive negotiations to contain the threat of a nuclear arms race.
I see a proliferation issue that is deteriorating, that we are heading toward a confrontation, and I wanted to make it clear that people understand that they need to assess their strategy, do something about it so we can contain an emerging threat to a region that is, to say the least, is an absolute mess right now.
El-Baradei was in Luxembourg for an international conference on nuclear arms technology. Iran insists that its nuclear program is for peaceful energy purposes only, but the United States and many other nations say that Iran is seeking to develop nuclear weapons. The UN Security Council has already imposed sanctions on Iran for refusing to suspend its uranium enrichment program. The U.S. and other nations say that such a halt is a prerequisite for any negotiations. But the most recent IAEA report issued on Wednesday said that Tehran has not halted but has actually expanded its uranium enrichment activities. In Washington, President Bush said Iran knows what it has to do.
The world has spoken and said no nuclear weapons programs, and yet they're constantly ignoring the demands. My view is that we need to strengthen our sanction regime.
Mr. Bush said the U.S. will work with its European partners to develop further sanctions. The president said he will also discuss the issue with the leaders of Russia and China.
The first thing that these leaders have got to understand is that in Iran, with a nuclear weapon, would be incredibly destabilizing for the world.
The United States will need the support of Russia and China to get additional sanctions approved by the UN Security Council. Recently, IAEA Chief El-Baradei suggested that Iran should be allowed to keep some elements of its nuclear enrichment program. His comments made to the media have angered U.S. officials. On Thursday, a senior U.S. diplomat speaking in Washington called El-Baradei's comments inappropriate and said a delegation of American and European officials is to meet with the IAEA chief in Vienna. In Tehran, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad dismissed the threat of sanctions. Speaking to members of the elite Revolutionary Guards, Mr. Ahmadinejad said that Iran will not give in to the demands of its enemies, whom he accused of trying to eradicate the roots and principles of the Islamic Republic. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.